Thanks for locking in with 77 Flavors of Chicago. We're your host, Dario.
And I'm Sarah, and I hope you're ready to learn with us.
Today, we are learning about the one, the only, late Richard Hunt, a Chicagoan that you should know of.
Yeah, buddy.
But first, did you know, do you know, this is a trivia. This is a real trivia.
There you go.
You're
going to get the hang of it eventually.
Yeah. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get there. You know, 130 weeks in. I'm going to get it. But do you know what is the question I'm trying to ask?
What year?
Yeah, right. What year was the first statue or monument dedicated to a black woman here in Chicago? When was that built? And if you are an OG listener to the podcast,
you should know this answer.
You should know it, but you've been told this answer because we talked about it.
That's how you would know it.
Yeah.
It has been told to you.
It's been told to
you. That's how people know things.
Yeah, that is how people know things. I'm gonna get we installed enough. Do you want to? You want me to give them an answer now?
Yeah.
All right.
2021. I did.
That's petty. That's very petty. But 2021 is the correct answer. And if you got it right,
like me,
yeah. And if you got it wrong, that's petty. That's a petty button.
At least no one will know you got it wrong. No. Probably listening to this by yourself on your way to work or something.
Bro,
no one knows. It's just you. You could lie.
Don't worry about going to work though. You got to go to work. You got to eat to live. How was your week? What was the best thing that happened to you this week? That gummy worm looking tastes good, ain't it?
It is so good.
Smacking.
Honestly, this was a very busy week.
Yeah.
It went by super fast.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful. Anytime we're busy, I'm like, I'd rather us be busy than not busy.
Yeah. I agree.
So, yeah.
Okay.
How was your week?
Week was good. It was busy. It was very busy. Yeah. And I'm actually glad we have a weekend where we don't got to do no homework.
Guys, this is our first free weekend.
In a while.
In months.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah.
What's more than months? No, not years. Months.
What's more than months?
But a lot of months.
But a lot. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a long time.
But like, honestly, like, I'm never complaining.
No. Good work is good work.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. But sometimes I just want to go thrift shopping without having to worry about the time.
Yeah, I know.
That's all.
right.
I want to spend 4 hours at a grocery store.
Yeah, right. You do want
to. I love going to, like, so my grocery shopping is like, it's 4 or 5 stores because every store I get something different. Like, I like to go to the butcher.
You like your shows, yeah. Your stores.
My shores.
Shows. Or whatever.
I like to go to a butcher. I like to go to a bakery. I like to go to the Arabic store. I like to go to, like, a place where you get staples, like paper towels and stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah, grocery shopping is fun. It just dies out easy.
Everything fails, I'm gonna be an Instacart shopper.
No, you ain't gotta do all that.
For fun. I mean,
for fun.
Like, I would enjoy that.
Okay. I would not. I don't like grocery shopping.
Yeah, I know.
At all.
I know, you like ruin it. And the only few times that you've been with me, which was like at the beginning of our relationship, I was like, we're not doing this anymore.
It wasn't that bad.
It was horrendous.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I'm just learning about this right now.
You know this. I don't ask you to go with me anymore.
No. You ain't never expressed that it was horrendous. You ain't never said that. Damn.
Maybe not. Maybe horrendous is too strong.
Yeah, that is. That kind of hurt a little bit.
Okay, but here's the thing. You ruined the experience.
Wow, that hurt too. Actually, you know, I don't care how calm you say that. That shit hurt.
But here's the thing. It's like if I were to go with you to, like, Dodd Camera.
Yeah, you would ruin it. It would be horrendous.
I've gone with you a couple times.
It was horrendous.
No, it was not.
I'm just trying to get you back. This shit hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm good. I mean, I'll be all right.
You don't even like to, like, when the problem is, you don't ruin it because you complain. You ruin it because I stress myself because I'm like, I need to be in and out fast because then you're going to be like annoyed that we're
why
there.
Why do you make me go?
I don't ever make you
it's
go.
Some day,
you never go with me to the... What are you talking about?
No. I'm just saying, but why would you do that?
When have I ever made you go?
No, you... In the beginning? Like you just said.
Yeah, and then I quickly stopped.
I was trying to tell you, you know what I'm saying, for the longevity of this relationship, stop doing this.
Well, I learned that quickly.
Yeah. Anyway.
And now I just call you when I get here so you can go downstairs and grab the shit out of the car.
Sure do. One trip. I'm one trip, dude.
One take
drip. My arms be looking like they got like shackles. No, not shackles on them. No, no, no. Mm, no,
nope,
no.
Nope.
Oops, my bad.
Nope.
Oh, you know what I just realized? You know what I just realized?
Yeah.
So we started streaming our podcast on YouTube. So if right. you so now you can get video and audio from the on the podcast. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, your mic is just
constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like the vlogged video and then the, and you can listen to the audio.
The actual on official yeah. podcast audio. You can listen to but it like, on YouTube.
Don't abandon the platform you're on now for YouTube.
No, you can, because that shit still count now. That's yeah, the point. Yeah, like, so I don't care what you listen to it on now. As long as you get that spin.
Yeah, if you wanna cancel your Spotify subscription.
But here's the thing. When you do that, this is what they gotta figure out now. We played some music sometimes on this podcast.
I wonder if they copyrighted
it. It did.
Oh.
We have like 3 or 4 episodes that the section of them can't play.
Oh.
Because
that's all right. We don't do that anymore, I feel like.
No, but it kind of sucks.
That we don't have the option to.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we still can, because it's still going to get spins. I mean, who listening to YouTube for podcast? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's new, so you never know.
You're right. But like, I'm still going to play the music. Matter, I almost want to play music right now just to get it going.
No, don't be petty. Don't
yeah.
be petty.
Yeah. That,
let's get into this episode.
Let's get into the episode, y'all. Time to toast up and get ready. But it's been a week, so I've been drinking all week. So this week, I'm just going to do some water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No getting bubbly on the podcast, because I be hiccuping and stuff.
Yeah,
here we go. So let me see if I can get the same crack.
That's just annoying.
Let me see.
No. No one wants to hear that. Stop.
Come on. All right. There we go. We good. Refresh. Water tastes. We said this earlier. Water tastes
like nothing.
Way different. Yes, it do.
Water has no taste.
Water tastes good.
Water has no taste.
It tastes good
Let's
to me.
Let's talk about something else.
Richard Hunt, actually.
Richard Hunt.
Let's talk about Richard Hunt. So, real quickly, Richard Hunt, he passed away in 2023. December 2023.
Sometimes it takes you a minute to get there.
It do. But I get there. I get Richard Hunt. Born in Chicago, South Side, 1934. September 12th, 1935. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who he is, we've been talking about him like you should know, he was a very, very well decorated black sculptor, abstract sculptor, used materials to weld together and create some very, very powerful artwork.
Yeah.
We'll say that. Because we'll get into it. He had a career that spanned about 7 decades all over the world.
Crazy?
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine?
No, I cannot.
I couldn't imagine. I mean,
I know there's people in other countries that listen to this, but like that thought is just, I refuse. I'm not believing it.
Right. I mean, yeah, right. I mean, we ain't got the kind of prolific.
No, I know, but I'm like, even at the scale that we are.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to think about
it. Shout out
that.
To Germany, man. Like, shout out to Germany. Y'all be rocking with us.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, y'all the second most listened to country.
Let's stop doing tangents.
No. Okay. Yeah. Right. Let's stop tangenting. So he had 100. And here's some cool breakdown. Here's a cool breakdown of how dope he was and how far his reach was. Mm-hmm. So he's got 160 plus pieces across 24 different states in the U.S. alone.
Wow.
And he is in 100 or so museums around the world, public museums around the world.
That's wild.
So if you are listening to this around the world, then you can, yeah, if you are listening to this around the world, then you can go check out his work.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
And that's separate from his public art that you could just walk down the street and look at.
Right. Basically. Yes. Right. Separate from that. When you think about it, I just thought 100 plus museums around the world. It's 197, almost 200 countries in the world.
Depends on who you ask.
Right. I wonder. No, it's 190. That's a stat. Oh, I get. Wait a minute. Hold on. Damn. Yeah. Good boy. Anyway. I did not get that too late. But he got, if they are one country per world, per world,
one museum per country
in the world, that's almost half the world seeing Richard Hunt. That's how dope he is. But I don't know if that's the stat. It's
definitely not.
Well,
I mean, there's probably like a ton of museums in the U.S. Most of these,
I guess, like it's what, 4 museums here in Chicago.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair. That's fair.
So to talk a little bit about his life and how we kind of learned what we learned about him in the beginning and what inspired him, really. So he's from Chicago, like you mentioned, grew up on the South Side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And went to like Inglewood High School, right?
Right.
And obviously went to the Art Institute.
And a bunch of other schools.
Maybe not obviously.
Right.
Went to the Art Institute. And then while he was at the Art Institute when he was 19, he actually went to Emmett Till's funeral, which was an open casket funeral.
And if you all know anything about the Emmett Till funeral, we hope you do, for one. that's kind of a big deal. Emmett Till did not look like how you see your relative in a casket, or how you see a person that with some dignity, you know, laid to rest, right? Because of what happened to him, you know, the story.
How he was murdered.
Yes, he was lynched and his face was mutilated. And that was part of the thing of the open casket, the purpose of it.
Right. And so him seeing that kind of sparked this idea that this could have been him. He's a young man from Chicago. He was once a young boy and he visited the South, and that could have happened to him. And so it kind of created this thought that like his art wanted to center around freedom, mm-hmm. and strength and power. And so from early on, before he even graduated from the Art Institute, that was kind of where his thought process was.
Which gave us his first piece of artwork, which was 1956, The Hero's Head.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, depicted Emmett Till's head.
Yeah.
And it was made of scrap metal. And if you look at it, you can watch our video and you can see that it's kind of like a mutilated head.
Mm-hmm.
But still a hero's head. And the significance of that, he was our hero. You know what I mean? Like, so to Sarah's point. So that was his first piece.
Yeah.
Of work.
And then in 1964, he became a visiting artist at Yale. Obviously, at this point, he had graduated from the Art Institute. He, you know, 2 years after Emmett Till's funeral, he was still a student, but the Museum of Modern Art in New York purchased one of his pieces.
His second piece. Which came out the same year as Hero Head. Mm-hmm. This word be kicking my butt. Arachne?
Mm.
Is that what it is?
We need to start looking up these looking words it up beforehand.
Yeah, Arachne. This is part of our shtick, though.
It is.
We learned on the spot. Mispronouncing. Arachne. I'm pretty sure it's Arachne. 1956, Arachne.
Yeah. So, like I said, he then, moved to New York, and he moved back because he said he could, like, not that he couldn't afford to live in New York, but he got a studio here in Chicago in the 70s, and he said he would have never been able to get this studio in New York anywhere. And so that studio that he got is actually in what is now Lincoln Park. It was also Lincoln Park at the time. 1017 West Lil Avenue. And it's a pretty large building. The building was once owned by the L. And so it has super high ceilings and just a pretty cool building on the outside, too, I think, right?
Yeah. So if you look, it's a very subtle detail to that, the tall ceilings. If you look at the windows are pretty large.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of shows you that, hey, look, something going on in here.
Yeah.
That's where he had all his artwork. Now, there's pictures you can see of how it looked on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty dope. It looked like kind of a warehouse, a studio.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. It looks like a big garage.
Yeah.
Like a big indoor garage.
It's funny you say that because a lot of the materials he used were like car parts and pipes and stuff that he would like go down alleys looking for metal piece.
Yeah.
And so it's funny you said garage.
Now, one thing that you got to think about, I don't know if y'all caught that, but he was in New York, the MoMA, early on in his career, that they actually said, hey, look, we would like this piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's pretty. significant, y'all. That's how dope people at a beginning of your career. Age.
And then at 35, they bought like 70 of his, or displayed 70 of his pieces.
New York?
In MoMA, yeah.
Dang.
Crazy.
We charged them. No. Shout out to New York, man. Y'all be listening. I know we be giving y'all shit. Not like we give shit to Indiana, though.
That's different.
That's different. Indiana's different than New York.
It is. But yeah, you should definitely go check out that building. It's right on Lil.
Right next to Jonquil, which fun fact.
Oh, yeah.
You can, right there from there, you can see a sculpture. So if you want to go.
Like four of them, aren't they? Like,
yeah, there's three surrounding little mini, one. Yeah. Three smaller ones and then the one big one right there, which is dope because if you want to go see it, and I'm sure y'all been by Jonquil Park and you ran, you walked, you've been to that park, you ate over there at the taco spot. Mm-hmm. What is that? Broken English? Yep. You've been to you got on the train. You've seen it.
You know what's funny is I've seen it.
We all seen it.
The dog park that I take Campbell to sometimes is there.
You don't even pay attention to it.
And I never noticed it.
Well, that's fair. Everybody, you don't got to feel like you missed it.
Yeah.
You did. But, like, you ain't got to be. Don't let nobody shame you like you should be. Mm.
Don't let anybody shame you.
Don't let nobody bully you.
That you didn't pay attention to shit.
Yeah,
you just be walking around this earth.
Aimlessly.
Aimlessly.
Hit history right in your face. You just pass it by.
What's crazy is, like, we always know that Chicago has so much history that we just missed for years, but like it continues to do that. Like now I feel like I am a lot more hyper aware of history as we're walking around, but I'm still shocked by the things that I don't notice. Like how?
I mean,
so much.
Right. That's the thing. It's almost too much. It's like, it's almost no way for everybody to know all the little details and nuances of Chicago. Because a lot of these buildings, right, yeah, right. Shoot. Keep us a job. Yeah.
Don't learn.
Yeah, don't by yourself. Just stay stupid. No, just playing. I'm just playing. just playing. Yeah, that's pretty dope that he went. He's got artwork all over.
He does.
Yeah.
There's a ton of artwork all over the city that you can go see. The next piece, so if you are following along on our YouTube channel, which sounds different than this, by the way, so if you do listen to this, you can also go watch the YouTube one. It's similar information, but it looks a little different.
Visual.
We then went to Bronzeville,
mm-hmm.
where his the trivia question answer is what we saw, right?
Yeah. So the answer to the trivia question is, the trivia question was, what was the first monument dedicated to a black woman here in Chicago?
So what year? Yeah.
What year? It was 2021, and it is the Light of Truth Monument
mm-hmm.
dedicated to the one, the only, Ida B. Wells, created by Richard Hunt.
Yeah.
Which, right there in a nice little park over in Bronzeville, a few paces away from her home where she lived. Right. Here in Chicago, and it has a marker there, a monument marker, so you can read up on it right mm-hmm. before you go in. But also, right there on the Walk of Fame, we call it here for Bronzeville. So a lot of history right there. Yeah. But yeah, ain't that dope?
It's a really nice park too.
It's wide open and spacious there. Yeah. We've been there. That was probably our third time for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Doing some content, probably out second or third. I want to say second time being there. But yeah, dope piece of artwork.
Yeah, can you imagine that it's 2021 was the first monument a city dedicated to a black
woman? Let's talk about that.
that is to me.
I mean, you had Ida B. Wells here, Mahalia Jackson,
so many,
Bessie Coleman. You know what I mean?
So many.
you got.
Artists, politicians, journalists, authors. Like,
and 2021 was the first monument?
That's wild.
That is wild.
Got to do better, y'all.
Shout out to Richard Hunt, taking it upon himself.
Well, did the city commission it?
Man, shout out to Richard Hunt. No. Shout out to Richard Hunt, man.
Regardless.
Speaking of another piece of work and black woman, you all, we've talked about this on the podcast again.
Mm-hmm.
The Vivian G. Harsh collection over in Woodson, the Woodson branch of the library, which is named after Carter G. Woodson, that was the creator of Black Negro Week, which eventually became
Black History Month.
Black History Month, if you knew that, give yourself a coin. Yes, so he has artwork, Jacob's Ladder, which is right there in the little atrium of the
collection.
Yeah, of the collection. Pretty dope. And it's like a two-parter.
Yeah.
Because part of it is in the sky, mm-hmm. hanging from the ceiling, right. And then the other part is at the base.
Very, very cool piece of art.
Yeah.
That whole collection is mind-blowing, by the way.
Yeah, don't
make no sense. So Vivian Harsh started the collection. Mm-hmm. We've done an episode on this. Yeah, you can go check it. There's a full episode just on this collection, so you can go look at that and listen to it. But she started the collection, and then obviously it was donated and continued by the library. But it is such a cool branch and such a cool collection. Like,
yeah.
And you said the guy that it's named after, he
Woodson.
Yeah. So there's actually pictures of him at that first week.
Yeah.
Like it's
we saw him and touched it.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it's so cool.
Yeah, it is. Shout out to Stacy over there at the branch.
CPL. You know?
Yeah. But so there's what? How many pieces did we name already? We got the John Quill part. We got the first two. Well, right. Well, those. I don't know where the hero's head is. Actually,
good question.
Because I looked it up. I don't know where that is. But Arachne. But I'm talking about here in Chicago. Mm. John Quill Park, Woodson Branch.
There's a lot that are not just in Chicago. There's some in like Forest Park. There's some campuses that have some art that like he was commissioned to do some art in campuses. So check. Maybe you're in a college or a university that's in Illinois and you don't know. He has a ton of work in D.C.
Look up a picture because his artwork is very distinctive.
Very.
Very distinctive.
Yeah. He was actually, when he first started, his methods were so unique to the time. The way he was welding and stuff like that. Obviously, he learned a ton of technique at the university, the Institute, the School of the Art Institute. My God.
Yeah, what's going on?
My ass.
Damn.
but he also had his own, like, he was just creative in his methods, too, at the time when no one else was working that way. Mind you, this is, like, the late 60s, 50s, 70s. So, like, mm-hmm. you know, he kind of developed this these cool techniques. So, you can tell if it's a, I think you can tell if it's a Richard Hunt piece.
You could easily tell. Now, his style, I wonder if his style of sculpting inspired the, you know how like when you get the memorabilia, like the stuff from like a tourism, and they have like the motorcycles made out of like parts and metal and stuff like that.
Mm.
I wonder if that was inspired by him.
I'm not sure that it was, but I will say he was inspired by. So like when we talk about this last sculpture, our last stop on our episode was at the Art Institute.
Yeah.
And right now at the entryway of the Art Institute, they have a monument or a statue.
Heroes Construction.
And the way it's described is that he drew some inspiration from, you know, Greek statues and just like heroes, right?
Yeah.
Like heroes throughout history, and kind of used that as inspo for his sculpture.
1958 is when that one was created and finished. And honestly, I think it's pretty dope that he has a piece of art. The first thing you see in the Art Institute of Chicago, that to me is like, that is just insane, y'all. The first piece of work that you get, you see.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Like that is, and it's standing in a dope spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on a nice little
island, because you walk up the stairs and you go up some more stairs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty dope.
Honestly, I love the entrance to the Art Institute, and I love going up the stairs because you have, you know, the tip. Okay.
What do you have?
Well, now you have the statue, which is really cool to look at.
So speaking of, you know, earlier we talked about the schools that he had been to. Let's talk about the awards, because like,
why would
we talk about this guy and not talk about their awards? So I would say he's got what, 18
honorary degrees. When I looked I was like, 18
honorary. Now
most of them are from Illinois though, so that's really cute.
Yeah, honorary degrees, but then all the other degrees he's got from all the schools around here in Chicago.
Wild.
I mean, insane.
Yeah.
Like, it just, so his accolades are so dope. And now here's, I don't know if this is his biggest accolade. I don't want to put that on his you know, his resume. But to me, if you want to see his last piece of work that he ever did, it was the first piece commissioned by President Obama, former President Obama, for the Obama Presidential Library that is going to open up 2025. That was the first piece of work commissioned from that library.
Yeah.
Called the Bird Book. Bird Book. And it will sit right at the, on the outside of the library. And it is, like I said, the last piece that Richard Hunt ever worked on.
Completed.
That's going to be so dope to walk up and see and just, that's, and to know that. Because, you know it's going to be a big picture piece. You know, everybody go look, take pictures of it.
Right.
And I cannot wait to kind of see it, knowing what we know.
Yeah. You can also, if you're interested in seeing more, obviously Richard Hunt has a website. It's called richardhuntsculpture.com. You can look at his artist CV, which is you're gonna scroll forever.
Yeah,
you, because it starts in 1958.
Solo, he got 160 plus solo exhibitions.
Yeah, look at this. Like, there's public art, public collections, awards. Everything is on there. So if you are interested in learning more about him, they're all in there. It lists, even lists all of his honorary degrees. His Instagram page is also still active, obviously, because it's not by him. It's run by his
The estate.
Yep. Right. Studio situation. He actually has people that he was working with on some of the sculptures that are completing things, works that he started. So they're going to be finishing some stuff that he wasn't able to finish. So, you can see him at the Art Institute, which is a great time. Honestly, I had, before like last year, I had never been to the Art Institute, even though I'm a huge fan of art.
Wait, say that again.
Before last year, I had never been to the Art Institute. Mind you, I go to museums any chance I get, but for some reason, I always I just had never been to the Art Institute.
That's interesting.
It's wild too.
I guess. I mean,
because I live here, I was like, oh, I'll go when I go. You know what I mean?
Now, keep in mind, we I feel like we got to disclaim this all the time for new listeners. You know, Sarah ain't from here, y'all. So I mean, think about it. The average person, just to give you, not the average person, but there's people that we have met in the last 2.5 years that we've talked to and heard from their mouth that in their 30s and 40s and have never been
to downtown
Chicago. Sears Tower, haven't been inside the Hancock.
And, you know, we get it. Life gets busy.
Right.
And
my point is Sarah been here for 6 years. So you know what I mean? That's not too surprising.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not too surprising.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I should have gone before, but I'm glad I got to go now. The thing I like the most is that the exhibits rotate. So,
what'd you say?
Exhibits.
The exhibits.
Exhibits.
It sounds like you said exhibits.
Why would I say exhibits?
But we can run the tape back. No. I heard
Let's not do that. I don't like running tapes.
The exhibits.
Anyway, exhibits rotate. So you are constantly seeing new art. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the art you love is on loan somewhere else, which is sad. But there's a ton of art from, it's not like we went to the MoMA and I was like, okay, great, it's modern art everywhere. I should have known that, clicked in my brain. Mm-hmm. But the thing about the Art Institute is there's Greek, there's Roman, there's modern, there's sculpture, there's painting, it's everything. So
yeah,
it's an experience. I feel if you live here, you can probably also go in for free some weekdays. It's free for residents of the city.
Yeah. Matter of fact, the day that we went, it was free for Illinois residents.
A Wednesday, it was free for Illinois residents.
Yeah, right. So, boom.
Played hooky from work and went.
You know? hope they don't listen to this.
Yep. Yeah. They don't know I do this.
They don't. They go, the day they find out.
Ooh.
You ain't going to be there. Ooh. The day they find out. Yeah. Yeah. One way or another, you ain't going to be there.
Actually.
Dang. The day they find out.
Yeah, let's not talk about that day.
It's all good.
I'm not ready.
It's all good, hey. Yeah. Shit happens, you know?
It does. Well,
there we go.
That is the very brief history of Richard Hunt. Obviously, there's a ton more that you can learn. There's a lot of really cool documentaries out there about him. You can read some really great articles. There's some in the Tribune. Chicago Magazine has done a piece on him right before he passed. So make sure you check that out and obviously visit the Art Institute. And if you like this episode,
hey,
please share it with someone you love. That's the best way to support us, is to share our content and tell people that you love us. And if you did not love this episode,
man, Just yeah, I don't know. Then you do it then. Then you start the 77 flavors. If you ain't like it.
No, that's all right. Maybe you can try next week and see if you like that.
Right. We'll be here. Till next time.
Peace. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and we hope you loved it.
And if you could please follow us on social media at 77 Flavors Shy on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter.
If you have any ideas or deep dives that you'd love us to do, please contact us at media@77flavorsshy. That's the number 77 flavors and shy for Chicago.com.
If you like visuals, please subscribe and follow and watch us on our YouTube channel at the same thing, 77 Flavors Shy. Or search 77 Flavors of Chicago.
If you would like to support us monetarily, go ahead and click that Buzzsprout link in the description of this episode.
And as always, we gonna see you next week. Peace.